At 2 o'clock with the latest news, I'm Jules Eachbridge. Priti Patel says keeping safe in Britain is top of her agenda once the UK leaves the European Union. The Home Secretary says work is ongoing to maintain the country's security standard post-Brexit.
We are working with the Commission and with our counterparts to look at the cooperation that we will have going forward. This isn't just about reaching to an end date.
Researchers at University College London say migrants are more likely to face discrimination while Brexit uncertainty continues. Michael Chankowski is the Director and Services Manager with the International Community Organisation of Sunderland, which helps people settle in the area. He says some need more help.
Something needs to be done about that, so there needs to be more integration at work, there needs to be more support for organisations, projects, initiatives that actually help to bring people together.
Key Brexit legislation is not going to be debated next week in the Commons. Leader of the House Jacob Rees-Mogg told MPs they will be debating the environment and animal welfare, but not the withdrawal bill. He also said an economic assessment of the bill was unnecessary. A serial offender will spend Christmas Day behind bars after handling stolen goods and ignoring a court order. Michael Foster was given a criminal behaviour order last year, which banned him from setting foot in certain parts of Sunderland. Following his arrest in Belstone Court, he's now received a 31-week jail sentence. And it's the official launch of the annual Poppy Appeal. This year will honour civilians affected by conflict and acts of terrorism. People have been reminded that hundreds of service personnel and veterans will join the Mayor of Sunderland for services on Sunday, November 10th. It's the biggest event outside London.